Let's talk about the UFC and how lately it's pretty much been a little up and down. I was going to say sucks, but I think that's a little strong words. I think that, let's just say it could improve a little bit. This next card, which is UFC Fight Night, August 16th, which is coming up, the card isn't looking so good.
No, it's looking pathetic.
Pathetic, sure. Yeah. We got Bader against St. Preux. That is the five-round fight. And then the other fights are you got Pearson against Trulau. You got Botch against Tavares. You got Menard against Camos. You got Jordan against May. Tavares against Peralto. You're wondering which Tavares. It don't matter. Formiga against Makowski. I mean, both of them Tavareses are good. But, you know, nothing against him. I'm just wanting to watch some contenders. McMahon against Murphy is in the next fight. Bagazinski against Jubin. Yeah, we've all seen Bagazinski. You know, he was good once. And then Watson against Alvey. Three out of these 10 fighters, they're not even showing their three out of the 10 fights, I should say. One of the fighters, they're not showing their face.
And it's always the last few.
Yeah. And it's
like disrespectful to the fighters.
They're like, hey, come look at me on UFC.com. They're showing my silhouette.
Yeah.
You know, how excited. Oh, I'm so proud of my son. He's one of the fighters. He's on UFC.com. Go check out his silhouette.
Right. It's like, how many days notice do they give these people before they're going to fight them, where the people can't even do the website?
Oh, in the McMahon-Murphy case, the Murphy chick, they should show her face because she's probably come from Invicta. And, you know, they're in cahoots with UFC. They should have their face. I mean, Google it. Google.com.
Right.
That's it.
And you know when they send pics, their profile to the UFC to say, here's my videos, or you can see me here, here, here. And, you know, Dana and all them say, oh, do Twitter and everything. So everybody knows people before they sign them.
Right.
They don't just sign somebody that was out, you know, playing the guitar on the road trying to make money, you know.
The other thing is if you want to take something from Zuffa, like a picture, you know, use their picture. They don't like you using Zuffa pictures and all this. But then they won't even put up pictures of fighters.
Yeah. So
it's like, how about people help you guys out a little bit?
Right.
You know.
Reciprocate or something, yeah.
It's like recently they had a really good pay-per-view, or not pay-per-view, a large Nielsen rating, whatever.
Right.
Their last.
Because they had the all on Fox, not Fox Sports 1, which we're not knocking Fox Sports 1 because we do a show on Fox Sports 1, won't we?
I would do one. But that's beside the point. The fact is, there's no contenders. There's no championship fight.
You got gatekeepers at best.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody.
And I would say people that used to be gatekeepers.
You know.
Like Menard. Maynard. Sorry, not Menard. I'm thinking of going shopping. And Bader and, you know, right. McMahon, who, you know, would always be, you know, up for a good fight.
Yeah, and they say Bader's number 8.
Where?
What kind of record are they using to do that?
So that's,
I mean, the guy's 18-4. That's a pretty impressive record. Right.
That's about it as far as
right.
UFC goes. Metamoris. Let's hear about it, Johnny.
All right. Metamoris. This is number 4. Helic Gracie's the guy that runs the show on this one, which is the son of the guy that actually started UFC, if you didn't know that. Aaron Gracie. All right, to the top fight, Andre Galval against Chael Sonnen. What's your pick?
My pick is Galval.
All right, mine's Chael, of course. Huge fan of Chael, not a huge fan of the drugs and everything that comes with him. But
yeah, that's a problem with.
He's a talented athlete that don't want to retire, and he shouldn't retire. And
as long as he has his drugs.
Metamoris, don't have to worry about it.
No testing. They got Chael. Chael will be there. He'll be there fighting there for the rest of his life. And I'm sure he's getting big bucks. So if he wins, then he'll give him bigger bucks next time, I'm sure. I just hope it don't be like Affliction, where they throw a bunch of money at guys. But we'll stick with Metamoris here.
Yeah. And then Josh Barnett, he's had his drug problems too in the past with steroids, which you definitely can tell that he don't have it because...
Hey, man, let's not make fun of builds.
But if you noticed, he's a real badass warrior, I think. Josh Barnett's probably one of the coolest talking guys you'll ever meet.
Coolest talking, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He's a good storyteller. He's been on some Joe Rogan podcasts. Go check them out. Yeah. They're good. So he's fighting who?
Dean Lester.
Dean Lester. I thought I was having a Muhammad Ali backlash to
Lister or something. But Dean Lester, he's fought MMA too, but he's really known for his jiu-jitsu and groundwork and his leg locks. He wins almost every time by leg locks.
Who's going to win?
I say Josh Barnett again.
I say Lister.
Yeah, and
I'm going with the guys that are more well known for jiu-jitsu. He's going with the UFC fighters. Josh Barnett is still a UFC fighter.
Right, and he's a wrestling submission fighter. So I say all of them got just as much time on the mat. Galvao's probably one of the baddest men on the planet, but he couldn't submit Hedon Gracie. So. And Hedon Gracie's no pushover, though, so don't take that in a bad way.
That's at metamoris.com. Yeah. And
you can go on there and vote on your fights and just see who. And you can. They have cool stats. I think they're as good as UFC stats. Because what's cool is they have every picture of all the fighters on their website.
So what date is this Metamoris on?
It's on the 9th. It's this coming Saturday, not tonight, but next Saturday.
So next.
Okay. This will be on the internet before that.
Hopefully. And yeah. So if you see it, Metamoris. And now you got to pay for it. There are some interesting fights. It's pay-per-view. And they've, went up 300% in price, doubled in price. And they do. They have a match voting section. I'm looking at it right now. And you get credits gained for correct votes. That's kind of cool. Log in to place your vote. So, you get credits and they're good for probably stuff in their store. They got a store too.
And they got some cool shirts and that. We're not sponsored by them, so that's not why we're talking about them. It's just
I'm going to tell you, if you want to watch some local fights or anything, or you can pay for fights, I think you might even get some free ones every now and then. They have boxing, pro wrestling, MMA, all kinds of stuff. GFL.com. And they're support your local fighters and local fight promotions and independents and all that good stuff. And, Zuffa, sure, they're the king of the world as far as fighting goes. But there's a lot of other fighting and a lot of other sports, combat sports out there to watch. But reach us at you go to our website at broversusbroshow.com. What's the Facebook?
Facebook's going to be facebook.com/broversusbroshow.
And if you want to be able to reach us, you can go to the website and go to the bros, so you can our little links are underneath us, and there's a little theater there. If you start watching a movie, it's like 99 cents for 48 hours. There's a bunch of old, B-budgety type movies, some more for adults than others. And there's other stuff to look at and read on the website, so check that out. And plus you can go to our videos and get a link to our YouTube. Our YouTube name is youtube.com/user/broversbroshow, or the Broverse Bro or somehow. Go to one of our videos and link from there. Otherwise, you might end up with some other weirdos videos.
But you'll find it. Yeah, and you don't want to do that. You want to find our videos.
Right. Thank you very much.